Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Toby Altizer in for JP today on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's is Maryland-made and amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV. So, Commanders minicamp wrapped up yesterday, 3 days out for them before they get back for training camp next month. Three guys, Zach Selby for Commanders.com, wrote three standouts from Commanders minicamp. I think a couple of these are interesting and might have to play a bigger role if Noah Brown is going to miss some time. We'll start with the first one that he has is Luke McCaffrey. He says, there was never a question about McCaffrey's work ethic or determination last season, but it was clear that he needed more time to develop into a more polished NFL receiver. Now the third-round pick's hard work is starting to pay off. I'm intrigued if he can play a role this season, because they're going to need him, I would think. I mean, you don't draft a guy in the third round and then not expect him to give you something in the first couple years of his career. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, he's a converted quarterback. So I think he has an understanding at the receiver position that maybe some of the other guys don't, just from that knowledge of playing quarterback. But I'm interested to see if he's going to have a bigger role this year, because I think you kind of need him to.
Well, I think last year I watched him working him doing some running back stuff, his slot stuff, return. There's a lot of things they want him to do, and they have a lot of players on that team that could do those type of things. And I watched him last year, and he returned some punts good, kickoffs good. He was open sometimes, but you know, it wasn't in the read process. But I really believe that he's going to take a step forward. You know, he's from an athletic family. His dad was damn good. His brother, we all know what Christian has done. But I think Luke takes that step this year. You know, sometimes it takes that year for a guy to get that year under his belt before he can really come in here and stop thinking so much. You know, when you say the thinking aspect, people normally think it's something different, but when you are just reacting on a football field, far better.
Yeah, and I'm curious for you, B. Mitch, when you go from year one to year two, how much faster do you feel? How much less do you have to think on the fly?
The next year, it's like night and day, because you're thinking it, so you play slow. The next year you come into it, you just react. You know, that's why so many guys, you heard them saying, you know, oh, now this year I'm just learning the plays. Now I'm just reacting and playing. I don't have to think about stuff anymore. Thinking to kill you.
We got a distinguished guest on the phone line here, B-Mitch.
Who is that?
JP Finley.
Oh,
JP,
man.
What's up, dude?
I just saw him on
what's
TV,
up,
man. I just saw him on
How
TV. I saw somebody got a hole in one.
That wasn't me, dog. It was not me.
What's going on,
brother,
dude?
Man?
We're fighting, boys. We're fighting. We just had a big two-shot swing. We're one off the lead in our flight, even on the day. So we're grinding.
How are you playing? Are you hitting the ball well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting off the tee well. Irons are a little so-so, but the wedges and the putter's actually been pretty good.
Wedges and the putters are good?
Wow. It's opposite day.
Did you take my advice from yesterday week?
Yo, yes, I'm trying to take it as it comes, having a good time.
I say, bruh, slow down and focus.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
You know, JP.
You know, that's not exactly my style.
Yeah, oh, I know.
JP's known for slowing down and focusing. That's his one thing that he does well, right? Yeah. Where are you playing at?
Congressional.
Oh, nice. Oh,
member.
Nice. I like it.
Boy.
I like it. You're not at an Oakmont. I thought you were going to qualify for the U.S. Open this year, JP.
I just missed the cut, though.
How much you watch of that?
You know, I watched a lot early yesterday, but I didn't get to watch much in the afternoon. And I haven't seen any today. What's going on?
We just had a hole-in-one.
Had a hole-in-one.
Victor Hovland was rolling, and then he got a double. Currently, Spawn still at the top. He hasn't teed off for his first, but, I mean, it looks like carnage
again. I don't think
he's
going to be there at the end of the day.
Yeah, only nine dudes under par at this point in the tournament. It's crazy to see. Scotty's struggling again. Brooks is three over on the day. It looks like carnage out there.
A good friend of mine put the over-under people under par for the whole tournament at minus 4.5.
That sounds about right at that track, man.
Yeah.
I think I got to run here, boys. I am away.
All right, bro.
Well,
go
best
ahead,
of luck, man.
Handle your business.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Slow down and focus.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, see you, JP.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. JP slowing down and focusing. I don't know that's anything that he's good at. That's not his skill set.
Not at all.
That's not his skill set. But what is his usual skill set on the golf course, B. Mitch?
He can hit the driver. I mean, he's straight with his driver. Like, I'm always baffled. I'm like, dude, how is your driver the best club in your bag? That's normally never the case. And he'll hit a 245, 250-yard drive. He's 120-something out and will shank the wedge. I mean, it'll go straight right. I'm like, how the hell did you just do that?
How'd you hit a driver dead straight and then shank the wedge?
Dude, but if you ever play with JP, I call him the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So he sets up and he does this little thing with his neck and his arm before he goes into his swing.
That's funny.
It's weird, dog.
Well, hopefully he keeps playing well. Hopefully he
keeps
playing.
He does the dinosaur.
So we're talking about Zach Selby's piece, three standouts from the Commanders minicamp. Number one for him was Luke McCaffrey.
All right, Luke.
Another second-year player, and he was good in his first year. So I'm intrigued to see how much of a step he takes this year, maybe back more in a more familiar role. Second guy he has here is Mike Sanristil.
I was thinking that.
I mean, last year, him playing outside, and I love what Nikki had to say yesterday, saying that she thinks that Amos is going to be ready to go week one. Uh-huh. So you'll have Amos and Lattimore on the outside, and then you have Sanristil in the slot. Like I think Sanristil was good outside. I think he can be great inside.
I think the thing about Sanristil, which helps him, like, a lot of teams are going to try to get a certain guy inside at all times. They'll try to find a weakness.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The thing I love about Mikey is he can bounce inside out, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. What if it's a game where there's a guy who maybe just a little bigger, and he's getting the best of him. He jumps outside on somebody else. Boom, you can switch him off. And then you could confuse the hell out of an offensive coordinator. But Mikey is that guy where last year I had veteran players telling me that he's already like a leader. He was setting up meetings for people, make sure he'll have all the guys' shakes and stuff, whatever they needed. He was putting this stuff together. And then now he's in his second year. Hell, he's going to be even more like that. You know, you would see when they went to Miami to practice against the Dolphins, and then they went to – Mikey is holding court. He's the youngest dude out there, but everybody paying attention to him. So I really believe he's going to take a major step. And the reason that they probably saying he's going to stand out, he was already playing fast last year. How much faster is he playing this year? He doesn't have to think at all.
Yeah.
He probably knows this damn defense inside out.
Yeah, and he was a very smart football player.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot of just getting up to speed at the NFL level, and I think you saw that as the season went on. And now if you put him back in a more familiar spot, even if he has to play outside, like you said, he can play inside and outside. Mm-hmm. Did you see what he was up to this offseason at all?
Nah. Well, messing with everybody.
Well,
you know,
of course. That
calling
is his
and
thing.
Telling people, he just called to tell them good night. He made landfill, and Jeff tried that with me. You know?
That video was hilarious.
That dude, he's a character.
Jaden Daniels going, what is wrong with you, dog? That video is hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you could probably find it on Twitter somewhere. But there was also, I saw that he was at a Wizards game credentialed as a photographer.
Really?
Yeah. This dude was going around taking like professional pictures this offseason and some videos.
I think he plays piano.
I'm sure he does. He seems like a very talented
kid. Piano that he plays, and supposedly real, real good at it too.
He just seems like he's one of those guys that's just good at everything, right?
Yeah.
Really good, easy dude to root for, really easy dude to get along with. But yeah, it's cool to see him
good
do
teammate.
All these. Yeah, great teammate.
Because he keeps everything going.
The other one here is someone that I don't even know that a lot of Commanders fans even fully know.
JP, update on JP. So he got up and down for par after the phone call.
There you go. We helped him out.
Yeah, we helped him out.
Slow down and focus or whatever it was.
That was his last thing. Slow and focus.
I don't believe him, by the way.
At all.
He probably shanked a wedge about then. So, the last name on this list that stood out for Zach Selby, Chris Moore. Because you look at the bottom of the receiver depth chart, he says, the battle for the spots at the bottom of the receiver depth chart looks like it'll be one to watch once again. It's still too early to make any assumption, but Moore is making his case about why he should stick around. He's a 10-year vet, B-Mitch. He's someone that's a good route runner, and he's not anyone that has wowed throughout his NFL career, but he's kind of steady Eddie. And frankly, if this Noah Brown injury ends up being significant, you're going to have to find some people to start filling some of those holes. A guy like a Chris Moore standing out in minicamp, it definitely helps.
Oh, yeah. Listen, man, the thing about the unfortunate thing about sports is you get opportunities at other people's expense. And you have to be ready to go. You know, you can't be sitting up here saying, oh, man, you know, that's my boy. No. That's your opportunity. You got to go with it. I got my opportunity the exact same way. And if he is opening eyes now, don't stop.
Yeah.
Because the coaches are going, listen, these coaches don't wait until close to training camp to start deciding who's going to get cut. They start deciding on that stuff last week. And if a guy is making a noise now and making hay, and if he continues doing that, you end up on the roster.
Yeah, so that's going to be a name to watch out
for.
And
we know they like veteran players.
Yeah, 100%. You get a guy that you kind of know what you can expect. And so that's the name that you got to watch out for. Chris Moore, the other two that he mentioned, Mike Samristil and Luke McCaffrey, three guys that stood out during minicamp. Going to take a break when we come back. Channing Crowder from the Pivot Podcast, also former Dolphin, going to join us as we preview the Commanders and the Dolphins, which will be the game in Spain. We'll break it all down next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.